فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا.
Then the two went forth until when they embarked on the boat, he made a hole in it. Whereupon Moses exclaimed, "Have you made a hole in it so as to drown the people in the boat? You have certainly done an awful thing."
قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He replied, "Did I not tell you that you will not be able to patiently bear with me?"
قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
Moses, peace be upon him, said, "Do not take me to task at my forgetfulness, and do not be hard on me."
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
Then the two went forth until they met a lad whom he slew, whereupon Moses exclaimed, peace be upon him, "What? Have you slain an innocent person without his having slain anyone? Surely you have done a horrible thing."
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, "Did I not tell you that you will not be able to patiently bear with me?"
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses, peace be upon him, said, "Keep me no more in your company. If I question you concerning anything after this, you will then be fully justified."
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
Then the two went forth until when they came to a town, they asked its people for food, but they refused to play host to them. They found in that town a wall that was on the verge of tumbling down, and he buttressed it. Whereupon Moses, peace be upon him, said, "If you had wished, you could have received payment for it."
قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
He said, "This brings me and you to parting of ways. Now I shall explain to you the true meaning of things about which you could not remain patient."
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the boat, it belonged to some poor people who worked on the river, and I desired to damage it, for beyond them lay the dominion of a king who was wont to seize every boat by force. As for the lad, his parents were people of faith, and we feared lest he should plague them with transgression and disbelief.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما.
And we desired that their Lord should grant them another in his place, a son more upright and more tender-hearted.
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا.
As for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and under it there was a treasure that belonged to them. Their father was a righteous man, and your Lord intended that they should come of age and then bring forth their treasure as a mercy from your Lord. I did not do this of my own bidding. This is the true meaning of things with which you could not keep your patience. What is clear in this story is that the three acts performed by Khidr were in compliance with God's own command. It is also evident that two of his acts were such as are never allowed under any of God's revealed laws. No man is authorized, even on the basis of some inspiration, ilham, to either damage the boat belonging to another person under the plea that it would at some later stage be confiscated by a usurper, or to kill a boy for the reason that he would grow up to be an unbeliever or commit excesses. The conclusion is therefore inescapable that Khidr performed these acts not under any divine law revealed as an imperative for man, but in accordance with God's cosmic laws. Divine commands of this nature are carried out through a kind of creature other than man. The very nature of this story shows that God directed Moses, peace be upon him, to this creature of his, Khidr, in order that he might get some idea of the kinds of exigencies that sometimes necessitate things to happen in a manner incomprehensible to man. The fact that God has described Khidr as his servant is not sufficient for us to assume that he is a human being. At several places in the Quran, including Surah Al-Anbiya, 21:26, and Surah Al-Zukhruf, 43:19, the word servant has been used for angels.